We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Starting 84.1.
So our producer, Kelly Cheese. How old are you, Kelly?
I'm 28. I'll be 29 in September.
All right, so she's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she has made a decision that is raising flags with everybody that knows her.
Everybody.
Maybe
so
even
annoying.
Maybe even Jen Hobby.
Oh, Jen. Don't.
Nah. When it comes to women, I'm more of like, you do you and I'll do me.
Right.
But I can understand where people are coming from when they're giving her this advice. It's about kids. You don't want kids.
I don't. And I've said this since I was a kid. I've always said it. I just don't have the desire to have a child.
Do you really not don't. Do you not like kids? Or
no, I love kids. Okay. I have 12 nieces and nephews, four brothers, all of them have kids. And so growing up, as they started having kids, I wanted to cuddle them. I wanted to be the cool aunt, but I don't ever want to be like the cool mom. I don't want to be a mom.
You want to cuddle them and then you want to say, here,
give
mom,
them back.
here, mom, this one's dirty.
Yeah, give them back.
So who in your life is trying to convince you otherwise?
Everybody. Oh my gosh. Everybody. It drives me nuts.
Who's the worst offender?
My sister-in-laws.
Oh, really?
They're the worst. They're so annoying. They're so annoying about it. They're like, oh, you'll change your mind one day. I'm like, girl, you don't know me like that. You've only known me for like 5 years. And my brothers will chime in and they'll say, no, Kelly's never having kids. She's always said it her whole life. And now they've slowly stopped, but it comes up every now and then. And they'll see me, like, my brothers both had kids within 2 days of each other.
Okay.
So I have a niece who and a nephew who are both about to be four. And every time I see them, they just love on me. And one of them looks just like me. And so that's kind of brought it back up. Like, oh, see, this is what it could be like. And I'm like, yeah, I don't love this. I love this child. I just don't love.
Yeah. So I can see women who have children being like, oh, but you'll love it. You'll be so good at it, especially when they see you with kids. Yeah. I'm curious if it affects your dating life.
It does. I've dated people who thought that it would change. And 6 or 7 months later, they're talking about, you know, would you want kids? And I've always said no, and I'm not changing my mind. And so then when they realize that I'm serious about it, I stop wasting their time. I'm just like, okay, you thought I was joking, so gotta go.
Yeah.
What is it about the tiny little cute little monsters that you dislike?
That right there. No, it's just such a big thing. And I feel like I've always been really independent, and I don't want to resent a child potentially. And I feel like that's what would happen.
Really?
Is I would feel like this child would hold me back. And I'm not saying it's held my brothers back, but I've seen them in certain situations where I feel like if they didn't have kids around, it would have been a lot easier for them to do something else.
Now, I'm playing devil's advocate. Can't you argue that anything that has an upside can also hold you back? Like, you, I hope you enjoy coming to this job and hanging out with Jen and I and David and Marina and all of us and having fun and doing radio things. But I'm also guessing that some nights maybe all your friends are going out at like 10 p.m. and you're like, this is going to be my last drink because I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's give and take for sure. But I just don't. I would be the type, because of how much I want to do still, that if I were pregnant right now and had a child, I would resent the fact that I had a child. Mm-hmm. I feel like in a few years I would be the parent that looks back and says, like, you held me back. And I don't ever want to do that.
One of Callie's best friends is the same way. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't want kids. And she says that when, like, it has to come up on one of the first couple dates, because she's not going to invest in time
in a relationship where he wants them.
Right.
Yeah.
So she brings it up.
So,
and it's an, how does it come? How do you bring it up on a first date. Or
well,
early.
Usually when the sibling question comes up first, and they're like, "Oh, do you have any brothers and sisters?" Oh, yeah, I have four brothers. I'm the only girl. Oh, cool. And then it comes up, I've got 12 nieces and nephews. Like, we got a circus in my house. And the next question is, "Oh, well, do you want kids?" And I immediately am like, "Nope, shut it down." And either they think I'm joking, or they think, "Oh, she'll change her mind." And then you go on a couple dates and you kind of feel it out. And it's like, okay, this person doesn't get it. I'm really never changing my mind. That's what I love about my boyfriend now. He's the same. He doesn't want kids. So
you're on the same page with that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, let's say something goes wrong with your boyfriend, not saying that it would, but would you ever date somebody who already had kids but just
absolutely
didn't want more?
Okay. That is like my dream.
Really?
That is my dream.
Like a guy who's like open to it, but already did that. Been there, done that, not having any more.
I could definitely be the cool stepmom.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would love, if I were older, to adopt a kid who's maybe been like in the system their whole lives, mm-hmm. and just really needs someone who can help them get through school and put them into a college. I would love to be like that, like a more of a mentor. I don't think I'd be a very good parent.
So you don't
and
want...
I love it that you are self-aware enough to know that.
Oh, yeah.
So what is it? Is it the being the vessel, the carrier for the little monster? Or is it
Oh,
being...
yeah, that terrifies me too. That freaks me out. People are like, oh, a pregnant belly, let me touch it. And I'm like, oh, God, I gotta go. It's like alien,
it's so
to me.
Funny. It's so weird. Well, I think why people have such a weird reaction to it is because you're in the minority,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, absolutely. I think most women feel that pull, and maybe men too. Is you feel that
the need to breed,
to reproduce, and to have a child, and you know, as strong as you are convicted in not having kids, I think a lot of women, including me, was like, I'm going to have children.
Yeah,
you know? Like it was that kind of a conviction. I want kids. And but
all
I
her life, Jen has been just dreaming for. I'm guessing during your double ear infection month or week last month, you were probably thinking, I could have waited a few years, maybe Kelly Cheese is on.
I'm starting a movement here. But I can definitely understand men who are the only boys in their family that want to carry on their name, or people who want to just carry on their bloodline. I totally get it. I got four boys already doing that for me, so I'm good.
Well, and I think it's more than that. Like, I think you just, once you have kids, you experience that love that you have for them, and mm-hmm. you know that it would change someone else's mind. So
yeah.
They're like, maybe I can talk her into it by explaining it, but that love that you have for your kids, you can't even put it into words.
Yeah.
There's no way somebody could say something that would convince you.
What Jen is saying
is just that experience.
You just need to do it.
No, I'm not.
I'll change my mind one day.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Starting 84.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.